Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba, and how is everyone doing today? We are officially in the year of the fire horse. If you've been paying attention to Chinese astrology or like the Chinese zodiac, you would know that today is technically their new year, and we have went from the year of the snake, which I'm like such an animal person. Like, I do really believe a lot in what animals symbolize. And it's so funny. I have a snake tatted on my foot, but a horse is my favorite animal. So we are going from the year of the snake to the year of the fire horse. And I am quite a reflective person. It's something that I do often because I'm an overthinker. I love to kind of just journal and refocus and reset my energy. And the best way that I tend to be able to do that is by being a little bit reflective about past things and what I've learned and just all of the lessons that come with just experiencing life. And when I reflect on 2025 and even 2024, I definitely don't think that in the moment I felt like I was facing a lot of issues. But now in reflection, I'm like, wait, there were certain seasons that were quite difficult. And it did have a lot to do with like shedding skin, similar to a snake, and trying to give myself everything that I needed to rebuild myself as a woman and to become who I am today. So I really love what the snake symbolized. And now we are kind of walking into the year of the fire horse, which is a completely different aura. It's a completely different energy, essentially. And I actually have written here kind of what the year of the fire horse really means. So it starts on February 17th, and it is a bold, independent, magnetic, and unapologetically ambitious year. It's not quiet, it's reflective energy. And as a Cancer, I wanted to kind of dive into what the year of the fire horse would mean for my specific astrological sign. And it says it's going to be a beautiful year for me when it pertains to love and career. I think a lot of the energy has to do with just being a little bit more intentional and alignment, taking risks and doing things that were just not something that I was capable or ready to do last year or the year before. So I'm actually really ready to set some new intentions and just walk in my purpose a little bit deeper. Every year as I get older, that's kind of something that I like to do. I like to be reflective, think about how I can improve, and not even in a way where it feels like intimidating, but more so of just giving myself clarity on the future and on the things that I can do with myself right now. So I hope that you guys are getting just as excited as I am. If you are watching this on the day that this episode comes out, then it's the day after the Lunar New Year. So happy Lunar New Year. And let's kind of just walk in our purpose a little bit deeper this year. I'm also so curious how your guys' Valentine's Day was. I really had such a peaceful weekend. It was incredible. I took myself out for Valentine's Day on Friday, and I had the most incredible time. I met so many amazing people. There is something so beautiful and exciting about not knowing what the night is going to hold and putting yourself out there and not really having like these heavy expectations, but just kind of walking into it being like, if I meet people, I meet people. If I don't, I don't. I'm just going out, dressing up, making myself feel good and enjoying the evening. And that's exactly what I did. I took myself out on a solo date for Valentine's Day, and my dinner was completely paid for. My drinks were completely paid for. It was a surprise to me, and it was beautiful. I met some really amazing women and men, and I just had a really great night. No notes. And then for Valentine's Day, I stayed in. I had the best time. I was watching movies, eating pizza, living my best life. It was just the perfect little evening for me. And this week is going to be my Valentine's Day party. I'm hosting my friends at my house, and I'm so freaking excited. I haven't hosted in years, and this is something that I really wanted to bring back into 2026. It was something that I missed. I used to host my friends for almost like every little holiday, and I would cook. A lot of the times I would cook. I've catered Friendsgiving a few times, but I used to cook for a few of my events, and I love that. But I either would do a chef or I would cook. This year, I think I'm going to do some like takeout, some like catered food that I just have like ready to go. But I haven't really fully decided yet what we're going to be doing for the food, because it is a slumber party. So all I'm really focused on is the alcohol and the snacks. But I got to figure out what the heck we're going to do for food. I'm probably going to do like caviar and charcuterie boards, but we'll see. Anyways, that has kind of been what's been going on with me. I'm trying really hard to stay busy. This particular, winter has been really rough in New Jersey. It's been freezing. The snow is still not melted. And it's just been really hard to navigate this cold. Like every time I would go out of my house, the wind would whip me so bad that I felt like, oh my God, I don't even want to be anywhere other than in my home. And in moments like this where I'm like, wow, I'm so appreciative of everything I have because my house has been keeping me warm this winter. And it's just something that I think a lot of us seem to overlook at times. And this particular winter, based off how cold it was, I made sure to remind myself daily how appreciative I am that my house literally feels like a damn sauna. I made sure it was warm in this damn house. So I've been just trying to keep myself, for the most part, neutral and happy. I've been trying. And I really wanted today's episode to be all about navigating your winter dopamine checklist and pretty much trying to find a way to increase your happiness, your comfort, learning what seasons to do certain things in and how to really navigate it with ease. Because as someone who has always struggled with getting seasonal depression, it is so debilitating and it hits you out of nowhere. You'll be like feeling fine and enjoying your time with your friends. The holidays happened. Everything is just going a million miles a minute. And then February hits and you're like, what's going on? What's happening? Where is my life? It's cold. I'm depressed. And I would say that now that I know that I'm like this, in the next upcoming years, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to plan trips during these times of the year because I have the affordability to be able to do that. And it probably would be what's best for my mental health, but I just haven't done that. I'm actually going to Trinidad in a month or so, but I would have liked to have a trip maybe like in February or March. That would have been more ideal. That being said, if you are dealing with seasonal depression, any type of just winter blues, I feel you, I'm with you, I understand you. And I wanted to kind of go over some of the things that really helped me get through these very taxing seasons. And we're using the word tax for a reason because tax season is actually coming up. But, you know, it's just not the best or most ideal feeling to be cold, to feel like you're not getting enough sun, to feel less connected to your friends and family. And it's just not the best time. It's just not. I don't love it. And I want to kind of go over some of the things that I love that keep me feeling good, that keep me feeling joyous and happy. So I have an entire checklist and we're going to go over it right now because I'm really excited to share some of these things with you. And hopefully it can make you feel a little bit more hopeful and excited to navigate these particular seasons of your life. So I want to first read like what dopamine is, because if you don't know, then it would be kind of like, well, girl, what does this matter? But dopamine is a neurotransmitter and hormone produced in the brain that functions as a chemical messenger between nerve cells, playing a key role in the brain's reward system, motivation, pleasure, movement, memory, and focus, often linked to wanting or craving rather than just pleasure. It reinforces behaviors that feel rewarding. I want this to kind of just be like things that just make you feel good, make you feel kind of excited about conquering the day, make you want to exist in your environment and not feel like you're withering away. And these are just things that I love. So the first thing that I think has really gotten me through this winter season is really getting my home to smell warm and cozy. And I really believe in switching out your scent profiles for each season. So right now I'm kind of like on my woody Santal cinnamon balsam kick. Anything that smells like wintertime, but it's still cozy. So I've been investing in candles that smell really nice, that give off this beautiful, cozy smell. I actually have a candle right now burning behind you guys, and it's amber and saffron. Mwah, it smells so freaking good. It's actually super light and beautiful for the daytime because I don't like when things smell so wintry that it's giving you're in a cabin in the woods and it's still kind of reminding you of depression. I don't want that. I want something that's still airy and light, but it has a winter feel to it. It has a cozy feel to it. So definitely getting your ambiance going, whether it's at your desk, whether it's in your bedroom at night, when you're taking a shower, just burning a candle and getting like the scents going. It can really like send a message to your brain that you're more relaxed, that you're more at peace, and that you're more comfortable. Okay, the next thing that really has helped me is doing the sauna at the gym. So I love a good evening sauna session. It has been so helpful. And even if, let's just say, I went down on a Friday night, I went out drinking, I love to do the sauna the next day on a Saturday. It's warm. it allows you to feel like you're doing something for your body and for your wellness, but it also just helps warm you up. I know for me that the walk from like the gym to my car, even though it's not the longest walk, I always try to find a good parking spot, it's still a walk. So the last thing I want to do is be shivering all the way to my car. But if I sauna after I work out, put my coat on and then go to my car, I'm like practically ripping my coat off. I'm like shaking my coat off outside. It could be snowing and I'm hot and I love that. So sauna after the gym, it's so helpful. It's so incredibly beneficial. And I would also like to include that red light therapy is really great during this time of year as well. Now let's talk about food. So I'm a big believer in making comfort meals or doing a lot more home cooked things during this time of year. But let's just say you can't. I like to focus on certain flavor palettes that will be geared towards my wellness and health journey, but that are not giving summer vibes. I'm a huge fish girly. I'm so Mediterranean, it's not even funny. And I love a good bronzino, a good salmon, a cozy fish. I go to this amazing restaurant and they make like this salmon polenta situation with like this maple miso glaze or something. And it hits the spot every time. It's warm, it's cozy, and it's still fish, which I love. I eat fish all year round, but it's not giving summer fish. It's giving like a winter cozy meal. I also just love stews and soups during this time. So good. If you're not like a stew and soup person, I totally get it. Maybe do some sort of like rice bowls or like taco bowls, but home-cooked meals, stews, warm comfort food that just feels like a hug when you're eating it. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether you're married or dating or single or just focusing on you, you're right on time. Therapy can help you find your way and see more clearly where you want to be. That's what BetterHelp is here for. I love therapy because it allows me to unpack some of the major things that I have going on in my life. I just love being able to have an unbiased opinion. It really allows me to feel like I can walk away with more clarity. BetterHelp therapists work according to the strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and they have 12 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate, meaning they typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/hail. Yes. That's better. HELP.com/hail yes. Okay, next up, and this is kind of like haha hee hee, but it's really not. And it's therapy or some type of coaching. Now, you guys know that I do consults with you guys, and I really have found that it's been helpful for a lot of my clients during this time of year to speak with me. And I think it's just because they need that extra boost, that reiteration, that validation, and just continuing on the path that they're on. This is the time of year where you just feel so eh. You feel a lull. You might have hit a wall. You could just be a little bit anxious about all the things that you have to do before summer. And this is the perfect time to speak with a therapist, a life coach, a mentor, somebody who does consulting, anyone that can just kind of help you recenter, refocus, and take out whatever frustrations you have. I believe in just talking. Talking is a beautiful way to express yourself, and it gets all of the things that have been on your chest out. Sometimes you're just holding on to it and you don't want to speak about it, but it's staying right here. It's so important that you release it so that you can feel happier and better. Next up is pajama sets. I've been obsessed with the Skims pajamas recently. I just shopped her Valentine's Day collection. You guys saw me wearing one of them in my last podcast episode. I had like the heart set. I'm obsessed. I got 3 different ones, and I also love Victoria's Secret. I will always be a Victoria's Secret stan. I have nightgowns and sets and all of the things from there. It's just the perfect way to cozy up your evening and to really like just kickstart it. I like to have slow evenings, and I actually wrote that down as well here, but I prefer having slow mornings in the summer and then like more crazy afternoon and evenings. And then in the winter, I like to do more of a fast-paced morning routine and afternoon, and then I do slow evenings. So I will come home from the gym, I'll shower, throw on my pajama set, and just unwind and just feel good and just be ready to just enjoy and process my evening with ease. I don't want to feel like I'm rushing through my evening. I want to feel like I'm like gliding. Like when I walk through my house, I walk like a woman who is in like some sort of like 90s movie, and she lives in like a beautiful high rise in the city, and she has like the robe that like touches the floor. Like that's what it's giving for me. And I try really hard to slow the F down, light a candle, make some tea, eat my dinner slow, watch some things on the TV, journal, read. These are all ways to just have a slow evening and to enjoy it. And I do it all in a pajama set. The next step is doing some sort of stretching or Pilates workout at home. I got everything that I needed for this. I have the ankle weights, I have the booty bands, I have the yoga mat, and I love it. I think that sometimes I'm just not feeling up to getting ready and going to the gym, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to work out or move my body. So I'll put on something on the TV, I'll lay my yoga mat right here, and I will do some stretches, some Pilates, and I feel like I got something done that was helpful for my body without overdoing it. It is the worst thing to do to push yourself when you don't feel ready to be pushed. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go against the grain at times and have discipline. You absolutely should. But certain seasons call for certain things. And I know my body better than anyone. And I try to listen to the pings. And if I feel depleted, exhausted, energetically low, and just not happy and not grounded, I don't want to stop in the middle of my day and get ready and go to the gym when I know that it's like a whole process for me to do that. So sometimes I just lay out a yoga mat, I'll do a stretch, I'll do a Pilates workout, and I feel like I got something done without overdoing it. The next up is a sun lamp, or at least just sitting outside for 10 minutes and getting some sun. This is so crucial during this time of year. You really want to supplement your vitamin D any way you can. A sun lamp helps, going outside for a little bit, making sure that you let the rays hit your face in the car, and taking vitamin D supplements and things that will make you feel a little bit more excited. I am extremely vitamin D deficient in the winter, and I feel every bit of it. I feel exhausted. I feel fatigued. I feel not grounded. I feel sometimes a little bit lazy, and I don't like that feeling. It's a very uncomfortable feeling for me as someone who really prides myself in being actionable with my creativity. And that does require hard work and ambition. And I just don't feel it during this time of year. Like even sometimes sitting down and doing a podcast episode with you guys, I will like struggle just to get it going and get it started. So that being said, making sure that I understand what sun and vitamin D does for me so that I can kind of feel a little bit better. Because you have to be actionable and just aware of the things that you're lacking in or that is missing from like your diet or your supplements so that you can feel better, because some things cannot be replaced with just time and with like sleep. Not everything can be fixed that way. You have to take the supplements. You have to take action. Go outside, get a sun lamp, do something that will increase your happiness and joy. Screen-free evenings. This is so hard for me. But the way that I supplement a screen-free evening is I watch like a really nice show. And I have that here as well. I do not watch chaotic, scary documentaries or anything of that regard during this time of year because I'm already feeling anxious and not great. And I don't like watching things that make my heart go crazy. So I like to watch anything that's happy, anything that's giving hopecore. I like happy stuff. So good sitcoms, good shows, things about love, things about friendship, things that require you to laugh. It's just a little bit more encouraging. So I love to just watch those things and try to do a screen-free evening by like not doom scrolling all night and just keeping like the light from the phone off of my face 24/7. It's just not healthy, and it's not good when you're already in a weird place in the wintertime. Okay, the next thing is me giving myself permission to sleep in on the weekends. Now, this is huge. Now, I am a big early bird. I've always been someone who's woken up early. And even if I went to sleep super late, I still would wake up early. And that's just always been how I've been. But I do recognize that just because I wake up early doesn't mean that I got enough hours of sleep. And it doesn't mean that I feel rested. I'm just someone who's a creature of habit, and I wake up at the same time every day. Now, I really think that it's important to have that discipline throughout the week and when it pertains to achieving certain goals for yourself. But that being said, I have found that waking up a little bit later on the weekends has given me a little bit more rest, has allowed me to feel a little bit better. And I don't feel like my day has been like wasted. It's the weekend. I don't really need to do too much. And granted, I don't work a real 9-to-5 anyways. But that being said, I treat my work like it's a 9-to-5. And on the weekends, I do give myself a little bit more grace to do what I want. So I've been sleeping in, to like 10, and it's been really helpful. So maybe try it if you can. I also try to make really good playlists for when I'm cleaning. When it's warmer out, I love a Jersey Club playlist. If you follow me on Instagram, then you know how much I love my Jersey Club and like DJ sets that I play in the morning when I'm cleaning. But I have been transitioning over to more classic jazz style music during this time of year because it relaxes me and it grounds me. So if I notice that I'm anxious, overworked, feeling a little bit fatigued, maybe feeling lazy, maybe not feeling my best, I'll put on something that really soothes my nervous system. And although I love Jersey Club, the classical jazz type of vibe is a little bit more helpful for those feelings. So I like to do that in my cleaning, and it really helps make a difference in how my day continues. Next up is fresh linens and having a good layering blanket situation in bed. I am damn near anemic. I'm always freezing. So my house is always warm and I sleep with a million blankets. So I have really mastered the art of having the perfect linens, the perfect pillows, the perfect blankets. And I like when my blanket is a little bit heavy, it helps me sleep better. So if you have trouble sleeping at night, try to see if you can get like a weighted blanket or something that is going to feel like a nice heavy feeling on top of you. If you're like a hot sleeper, try to find a heavy blanket that has a cooling effect to it. Or if you are a cold sleeper like myself, maybe get a heated blanket or something that's going to keep you a little bit toastier. I am the queen of heated blankets, and now I don't have weird skin because of it. I've definitely seen a lot of people say that it has messed up their skin. I've been using heated blankets since I was a teenager, and I sleep with it every night, and I'm obsessed with it. But I like to be warm, I like to be swaddled, and I like a heaviness on me. And that helps me sleep better, which actually helps me feel better. Reading at night has also been really helpful during this time, and I really love using things that I want to improve on as a way to help me with other things. So I have been saying that I want to get better at reading. Not that I don't know how to read. I do know how to read, but I haven't been implementing reading as much in my life as I wanted. So reading being a source of helping me fall asleep quicker has really been a 2-for-1 special. I'm reading, which is good for me, and then I'm also falling asleep quicker, which is even better. So that is something that really helps me during this time of year where I wouldn't probably pick up a book every night in the summer. Now, if I'm on vacation, sitting on a beach, that's a different story. But I don't really find myself to look at reading as a summer activity for some reason. I look at it as like a winter activity that helps make you feel cozy and just a little bit healthier. So, yeah. And last but not least, it's hosting friends at home, whether it's for a girls' night, a pizza night, a wine night, a game night, having more interpersonal connections at home that are not as expensive. I think that we've gotten into the habit of going to really nice restaurants and dressing up and doing this and doing that, which is fun. I'm the queen of that. I love doing those things. But hosting our friends at our homes or our apartments is such a great way to bring people together and to spend less money and to enjoy each other's company and to get through these really tough seasons together. So if you've been meaning to call your friend and ask her to come over on the weekend, do it. You'll really enjoy it. You won't regret it. And you'll like walk away being like, wow, like I really needed that. Like that really refreshed me and made me feel good. Okay, now that we have discussed all that there is to really creating a beautiful environment for yourself to get through a tough winter season, that's pretty much my dopamine checklist, what really keeps me feeling good, what helps me feel grounded and less chaotic and allows me to really calm my thoughts. Those are the things that I need. And I would love to hear from you guys, if you are watching this on YouTube, to comment down below what dopamine things you need during the wintertime or what is on your checklist for getting through these really tough winter seasons. I would love to hear it. Now, let's get into Hail Mail. We are going to be answering a question that was sent by you through DM. You can either DM it to me on the Hail Yes Podcast Instagram, or you can send it to me in the comment section on any of the YouTube videos, and I will answer it here anonymously. So, let's see. Okay, I love this question. It's super simple, and I think it's a really great way to kind of wrap up even just this conversation on our checklist for living a good day-to-day life. And it's, what daily habits have changed your life the most? So I would absolutely say that eating at the same time has really helped. Trying to wake up at the same time every day, going to the gym constantly and trying to do it daily, or just moving my body in some way, and eating things intentionally. Those have really helped me in keeping myself grounded, physically fit, just practicing my wellness more. Oh, and let me add to tidying up my space. I used to be someone who could not even grasp the fact that in order to keep a clean home, you got to do it daily. You got to like be picking up after yourself constantly and daily. And I just could not understand that. I thought that it could just be like a once a week thing. As someone who has improved my cleaning skills and I have been cleaning my house every day for years now, that has really been groundbreaking in just helping me have a clearer mind in the daytime. It allows me to achieve other things and it creates a peace within me. So those are the things that really help ground me, allow me to focus. And those habits have completely transformed my life and have allowed me to create discipline in other areas too. Okay, everyone, that is the end of today's episode. Make sure to give it some 5 stars, give it a like, send it to a friend that you think would want to hear this. And yeah, guys, I hope you have an amazing start to the Lunar New Year. Make sure that you are setting a beautiful intention for your life this year. Maybe even look up on ChatGPT or on the internet what your specific zodiac signs predictions are for this upcoming year of the Fire Horse. It's a great year, guys. I'm really excited. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week. Thank you again for tuning in to the Hale Yes Podcast. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.